It's the top five at five on the Rokon Show with Anna Teflonis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes, yes. Get on with it.
I'm going to need to feel new because obviously Violetta and Cassara think I'm 172 years old, Eddie.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't put me in there with me.
I think you were just
shocked. I said I was proud of him, whoa. And you said you were shocked. So no, I think that
no,
I gave him more
Violetta
of a
Violetta said that she was shocked.
Now I've turned them on each other, Eddie. Ha ha.
I got your back, Brian.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's all right, ladies. Listen, I love to be underestimated. That's the thing. That's beauty to me. Let's get things started, shall we? It's time for the top five of five. You heard all that. Now we do this.
Number five.
President Donald Trump spent part of his Thanksgiving morning on a video conference call with representatives of the various branches of the armed forces. In brief public comments delivered at Mar-a-Lago, the president offered a few words of appreciation for the troops currently serving abroad.
It's an honor to speak with you all and to give God thanks for the blessings of freedom and for the heroes who really have this tremendous courage and duty to defend us and to defend freedom. So we want to thank you all very much. Very, very special people. This is yet more special.
Trump, as ever, did get a little partisan in his remarks, complete with the requisite criticism of, quote, the previous administration, end quote.
They say we've made more progress against ISIS than they did in years of the previous administration. And that's because I'm letting you do your job. You're performing more than 1,000 missions over the skies of Iraq and Syria in the last 4 months. We're very, very proud of you. Believe me, everybody in this country is watching and they're seeing positive reports for change instead of the neutral and negative reports. It's all possible.
And all that being said, by President Trump's standards, the partisan rancor was minimal.
So as we give thanks for this holiday, I know I speak on behalf of all Americans when I say that we totally support you. In fact, we love you. We really do. We love you. And this is a Thanksgiving that you won't forget. You're in a very different part of the world than you were used to, but boy, are you doing a job there. And thank God for you.
Listen, on Thanksgiving, we're going to just say the president did a nice job thanking the troops, as he should, as every president should, as we should all be doing, too, because, you know, we're home, for the most part, doing what we want to do, and these men and women are serving our country and protecting us all over. So on Thanksgiving, we're thankful for them as well. All right, checking in at
number four.
Number four. Oh, here we go. Master P says LeVar Ball is dead wrong for not thanking President Trump. He told TMZ Sports he believes that the president did help get the three UCLA players out of jail, and thanking him is the Christian thing to do.
I just say, man, just be thankful that your kids are safe, they're not in prison, and do the right thing, man. I mean, seriously. He had something to do with your kid getting home, so, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. To me, I put God first, so I think that if somebody helps you, then you be appreciative. So that's it.
Master P, speaking the truth, Ball has refused to thank President Trump, despite the fact that his son, LiAngelo, and other UCLA players did, sparking a full-scale war of words between the big baller and number 45. Andy, where do you fall on the big baller and the big baller brand?
I'm tired of him already. Exactly. And you know what? I feel bad for his kids.
Yes, imagine growing up with that guy as your dad.
I feel bad for his kids. I mean, you know, I get what he's doing. You got to take advantage of every situation you have.
I guess.
And they're taking advantage of the fact that his kids can all, you know, play basketball.
Right.
But, you know.
This is one, in my opinion, this is one you just throw that thank you out there because.
Just do it, you know? I mean, just.
Whatever happened, your kids screwed up huge.
Exactly.
And whether it was the president or whether it was the Chinese government or whether it was, you know, who knows. Throw the courtesy thank you out there and move on.
Amen.
That's all.
Yep,
you know, you still, if you want to keep making, you know, shoes that sell for, what do they sell for? $500-$600?
Easily.
That's, first of all.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Can we all agree that $600 for a pair of basketball shoes is ridiculous?
I mean, I remember when there was all the Air Jordans were $200 or when I was in high school.
Andy? Are you old enough to remember the first Air Jordans?
I am remember.
Sure.
I remember
they had orthopedic soles, and they were made of nothing but hard wood.
You, they came with a cane.
You remember Air Jordans?
I do remember Air Jordans.
So do I, Andy. Yeah. That's how old we are.
Nobody doubted you guys remembered Air Jordans. Come on.
That was next. We don't remember Britney Spears. We don't remember Air Jordans. I barely remember last night, quite frankly, but that's because I was drinking. But that's neither here nor there. We continue on.
Number three.
On Wednesday night, speaking of Big Baller and the Big Baller brand, CNN's Chris Cuomo appeared on Late Night and was immediately asked about his off-the-wall interview that he had with LeVar Ball this week. Seth Meyers played some highlights from that 23-minute interview. That's about 22 and a half minutes too long. Oh, I know. It was crazy. Including when Ball asked Cuomo if he thanked his doctor for bringing him into this world, and he mocked the CNN anchor's last name by comparing it to Google Chrome.
I say thank you when I see something. I don't thank you because there's people because of talking and say, I did this, I did that.
So if the president, like, invited you to the White House, would you say thank you then?
Thank you if he invited me to the White House? Did you thank the doctor for bringing you into this world? You got to go back and find me because you're lucky. You need somebody like me to loosen you up a little bit. You wound up tight.
But here's what we learned.
That's where the moon came from. Crystal.
Cuomo, not Chris Mo.
Hey,
Cuomo. LeVar, get your head straight.
Cuomo. Like Cuomo, like Google. Like Google Chrome. I give you Cuomo.
All right, that's it.
That's your hip-hop name in the hood, huh?
Wow. Myers then asked Google Cuomo if he thought this feud was the, quote, perfect feud for the times we are living in, end quote.
I said, and this is true, you can check my Twitter feed, when the first volley came out, I said, ooh, this could be, dot, 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 could be an epic trash-talking smackdown. Because this is, but I never thought the president of the United States would take the bait.
Yeah.
I didn't even take the bait.
Yeah.
And that's my job is to take the bait.
What are you talking about? There's no bait left in America. Donald Trump took all the bait.
He has.
He takes all the bait.
Yeah, that's true. But again, it's Thanksgiving, and we're just going to be thankful that we're all here. But yes, why are we... to say that it was the perfect battle for the times we're living in, and then he immediately says, check my Twitter feed. Yes, of course, that it's all the same. So,
damn. It's the final countdown!
Oh, very nice. All right, it's Brian Noonan in for Rowanetta. We are in the midst of the top five at five. What number are we on? Well, we're checking in at...
number two.
Number two. On Wednesday night, Judge Jeanine Pirro was tasked with filling in for Sean Hannity. And as the broadcast returned from a commercial break, let's just say she was not ready. I've never had that happen before. Pirro caught herself instantly, realizing that she was already live. Welcome back to the special edition of Hannity, she quickly exclaimed, but the damage was already done. The sudden bounce in her chair and subtle glance to the side of the camera as she pivoted to the other segment were clear indicators that Pirro was caught off guard.
You know, you're pissing me off. Welcome back to this special edition of Hannity. Hillary continues to add to her long list of...
That's why I always tell Kassara she's beeping me off well before the commercials end. I am never going to get caught or, telling Violetta that I really, that I used to date Britney Spears and her boa constrictor. I tell all those things well before the commercial ends so that we're never caught going live and making a mistake.
Definitely.
Like that. God forbid you make a mistake on the air.
Mm-mm.
That's the end. Oh, man. Flawless broadcasting. That's what we strive for.
And that's what we accomplish.
Sure. On some...
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Some
shows. Couple minutes out of the day.
Yeah, you never know. If I could read a sentence without stumbling, I'd take that as I'm good. Oh, my goodness. How quickly the top five go that now we are checking in at...
number one.
This is so gross on so many levels. So if you're eating... your Thanksgiving dinner?
Stop.
Earmuffs. Yes, earmuffs. Young children on Michigan Avenue, earmuffs. Yes, you and the sparkly Mickey Mouse ears. A Tallahassee couple say they found a dead frog in a drink served to them at Waffle House earlier this month. I wanted to do that so Eric didn't have to jump in.
Well, I think in that instance you could say drink.
It. No. If you got a frog in it, it's a drink.
Drank. Ribbit.
Claire Sheets says she and her husband were served water while they waited for their food to be served, but after two sips of his drink... her husband noticed something in his glass.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. There's a frog in our drink.
A what?
A frog.
A what?
Come look.
I don't know what.
Look.
What the
heck? Oh, my God.
You know something's bad if a Waffle House waitress is shocked. Those women have seen just about everything. 24-7, scattered, smothered, covered, topped, and now she's got a frog in the drink. She was more shocked, I think, than the people who found it in their glass. A what? A frog? She lost her mind, as she should. I saw a video of that. It was not, you know, it wasn't a giant toad, but it was definitely a pretty good, like, inch, two-inch frog. It's a little baby frog, but still a frog nonetheless. And you got to wonder, did it come in? It had to come in the ice, right? Because it didn't come out of the tap.
You wouldn't think.
Unless they really got some bad pipes at the Waffle House in Tallahassee. You ever been to a Waffle House, Andy? You're a guy who travels to cover sports.
I've been to a Waffle House
for two. Sure, nothing wrong with a good Waffle House.
Ew.
Plus, you get free frogs with all your water. That's a bonus.
Not even asking.
Yeah, sometimes you got to ask. You got to try to buy a pet. This way, they just give it to you. Ugh. Would you ever be able to drink another glass of water, Violetta? I know that would never happen at your parents' place. They don't put amphibians in beverages, do they?
No.
It's a specialty drink for the holidays.
If they did, they'd take it and make some frogois or something.
Frogois. Very good.
That's not right. Frog legs?
No.
Serve some frog legs.
No, but I thought you were doing an actual play on words.
I was, kind of, I guess.
Well, go with it, because it was clever, so take it and go,
no,
that's exactly what I intended.
I don't know what I would do with the frog in my water. Ew. I just get up and leave. I won't even say why.
Understatement of the day. I don't know what I would do with a frog in my water.
The top five at five.